Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. It's Monday, and it feels like a Monday. Monday. My voice just cut out there. I think that was by accident. I hope it's not a precursor to some illness that's been, and it seems like everyone I know has been sick in my family. Everyone's been sick. I kept my distance from these people, made them turn their back at Thanksgiving. They hated that, but hey, I feel pretty good right now, so maybe I'm the smart one. That didn't, of course it didn't happen. We sat there like a family and we ate for 10 minutes and we went back to our business. My son's 13. He went to his room. We haven't seen him. Like he came down for 10 minutes the entire weekend. And that's a sad thing, but I don't want to think about sad stuff. I want to think happy stuff. The show is sponsored by VHL Bowman Plumbing, Heating and Air, home of the Bowman who asks, can I be of service? VHL Bowman. So let's start with the weather. I know I just heard it. Today is looking so cold, but nice. Sunny and breezy. That's good. Let's go to tonight. Cloudy, 27. Now tomorrow, I'm not excited about this at all. I'm not anti-snow, but I'm not like looking forward to it either. So we got the latest I see is about 4 a.m., 4:30, snow kicking in tomorrow. Snedeker is saying that if you have an early commute like most people do, not early like we have where we're out driving at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. If you go to work 6, 7 o'clock, 8, it'll be starting. And I heard his 4:30 forecast. Snedeker said, by the time we get to driving home, it should move out tomorrow. So that's a good thing. It's always nice when it happens at times where the PennDOT crews can get out there and clear these roads, clear the roads up, and clear the snow. So hopefully we can have a pretty little snowfall that won't impact too many people. Now, that being said, let's go back to my children for a second. They are, even though they've been off of school since Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they have today off because my kids are, I think they're hunting. I don't know. I think they have to go hunting. Do the kids have to hunt? I don't think they have to hunt. Okay, they're just going to hang out probably and be lazy. And then they're like, oh, no, we want tomorrow off too. They're being greedy. So I don't know. I feel like that alone should be enough. There should be some sort of life lesson coming that, sorry, no snow, but I don't think we're going to dodge that bullet. I don't believe we're going to dodge that bullet, but 3 to 6 inches possible, snow ending by tomorrow afternoon. I believe it's a winter storm warning. Can you actually yell in there to our news crew, EJ? Is it officially a warning right now, or are we still on a watch? We know that we could find out. It's not, it's just, it's verbiage at this point. It's not super important. What do we got, EJ? If they have to check on that, because these things change a little bit here, they change a little bit there. What do we got?
It was, right now it's, they said it's a weather impact alert. So I'm not sure if it's a warning or if it's a watch okay. quite yet, but that's, Mark's on that right now.
It's not that big of a deal, but every once in a while I'll say like, oh, it's a winter weather warning. And they go, oh, it's just a watch. What does that mean? Watch, because it says the watch is like, hey, pay attention because warning, it's coming. It's just a timeline thing. But hey, I got my, what did I get? Oh my God, I got the cheaper rock salt versus the Quick Joe, which the guy was like, I don't know, man. I don't know what you're thinking. I basically got trash talked buying rock salt, which is weird. At least I took it that way. He's like, So I said, what do you think? We had this little conversation buying the rock salt. And he was just like, oh, no, Quick Joe's the way to go. I said, all right, yeah. It's also double the price. What do you think? He's like, oh, it's worth the investment. I said, oh, we'll see. And then when I went up, he goes, oh, you're going with that? Oh, pfft. All right. Wish you luck. He was very nice about it, but it sounded very confrontational. So are you prepared? I feel like most people are prepared when we get to that point where we know it's coming. And we know the snow is coming and we have time to take a breath and go, where are my supplies? Because this is the last time. Was it last week or the week before when we had that little bit of a little bit? It caused all sorts of chaos because people weren't prepared. This is a time when we have, the ability to make sure we did our personal inventory. Shovels. Are the shovels where they're supposed to be? Are the gloves where they're supposed to be? Do we have our Quick Joe or our cheaper rock salt, which is apparently ill-advised? Why do you sell it then? Was my question. I didn't ask it, but I thought, if it's so bad, or do you get some sort of kickback? In the back pocket of Quick Joe? I don't know. I fall into that category of I know what I need, yet I am not even remotely ready. I'm not ready at all. I know where the rock salt is because I just bought it. I told you about that. I don't know where gloves are. I don't know. I don't really have a heavy winter jacket. I'll be okay. I'm just mentally not ready for this. That's tomorrow. Don't want to worry about it too much. There's bigger things going on. And that is, EJ, come on for a second here. We'll start with this. I, as a Cleveland Browns fan, was mortified by how our team played because they were at halftime. The Cleveland Browns could have, it was a case to be made that, wow, they could win this game against the 49ers. But then when it all went to hell, I said, all right, well, that's just the way it is. And I went about my business. There was very little uproar. There was just like, that's just what we do. On the other hand, I after the game, I ended up turning on the Steelers and the Bills. And this is not a trash-talking thing. I think EJ, you tried so hard, I think, to trash-talk with me, didn't you? Be honest. You wanted to trash-talk with me.
No, I'm humble now.
No. One point, you were like, oh, I'm a
trash-talker.
Okay,
at one point, yes.
Okay. I'm not really a trash talk guy because I feel a lot of empathy for people when their teams don't do well, which is why I think I've handled, I haven't been angry about the Penn State thing, nor have I rubbed anything in the face of, say, EJ, who's a Pitt fan. Why would I? We all have teams that suck from time to time. What I will give Steelers fans credit for is they have this, it's not good enough mentality, even if their season's just okay. And I love that about Steelers fans. I'm not a Steelers fan myself, but I love that passion behind them. And it was evident yesterday.
That ball came off the hands of T.J. Sanders, the rookie out of South Carolina. And they're getting more and more restless here in Pittsburgh.
It was not a pretty scene, and I felt like I was watching a Browns game with the way the Steelers, not so much the crowd reaction. The crowd reaction was unique. In the sense of I usually don't hear other teams' fans boo incessantly. But it felt really ugly as a fan, EJ, watching this. Did you feel that same kind of what is happening and how come no one's stopping it?
Yes.
Okay.
Very, very clearly that, everybody knows why it's happening, which I won't get into, but
we can.
It just was painful to watch.
Producer Jake, who is, I want to say he's the angriest Steelers fan, but he's angry about a lot. he's been saying he's anti-Mike Tomlin. He's been anti. They could have won the Super Bowl. He would have been they need a better coach. He is not like Mike Tomlin for years, and I've always thought you're overreacting. Have you seen my team? But you kind of fall in that same line of thinking.
110%. That's the one thing that Jake Heller and I are 100% intertwined together on. Mike Tomlin should have been out 2016, maybe even earlier than that.
Do I have this right? He kind of inherited a good team, did really well, and hasn't done much since. Is that really the gist of it?
Yes, he won with Bill Cowher's team. He won in 2008, and then a lot of Cowher's players were on that 2010-11 team that lost to the Packers in the Super Bowl. And since then, he hasn't won with anything. He had the killer bees in 2017 with prime Ben Roethlisberger, prime Antonio Brown, prime Le'Veon Bell, and prime Chris Boswell. And guess what? He lost in the first round to Jacksonville. And since then, we haven't done anything. So.
Not to rub it in, but the Browns did beat them during this stretch, too. in the playoffs one year.
I broke a TV that day. And speaking of funny,
so
that you bring that
sorry.
Up,
so
funny that you bring that
up,
because yesterday was about the angriest I've been at a Steelers game since that day.
Really?
I didn't break a TV, but
the Browns
I
beating
was upset.
The Steelers is very—it's like a very personal kind of like, you know, rivalry kind of thing. So, I was telling EJ earlier this morning, and you had an analogy. I'll be honest. I think this analogy may go too far, but I understand where you're coming. I don't think it's as maybe Steelers fans will back me up, but this is I heard the Steelers play this it sticks, right? Renegade?
Yep.
I've heard they played this, and I never really paid attention. It just seemed like a fun thing. Kind of like at a Yankee game when they, you know, do the YMCA or something. People get into it. It's not so much about the game. It always felt just more like a tradition. This is it during better times. In here. Fans are having a good time. Supposed to fire up the crowd, right? You sip ahead. It's fans singing along. That's cool. I like that type of stuff. Yesterday, not as a party. Was this the first time the fans booed Renegade? Is that right?
First time I can remember.
Yikes. Well, let me stop for 1 second. This is a tradition that's built in, like, just keeping the hype and the badass mentality going. This is not like a, we're going to come back from getting our butts kicked kind of song, right?
Yeah, because in a couple of games that I've been to that where they've been losing or they lost by a ton, they didn't even play it. So
somebody hit this and someone's like, what are you doing? Probably.
In some cases, yes.
This got real ugly here. Oof. All right. That's like the worst. I'll be honest, as a fan, it probably feels great to like let it out and be like, screw you, and have a place to really let loose. I feel bad. Like I've always said, as much as I'm not a Steelers fan, I'm a Browns fan, I'm supposed to be the enemy. There's a winning culture that goes along with being a Steelers fan that I've always appreciated. I'm envious of it. I was excited when their little owners, one of their part-time owners, came over and became the owner of the Browns, and that didn't work out. He's just whatever. He is what it is. I wish some of that winning mentality surfaced through the games itself. I do feel like, and I feel bad for Steelers fans. I've been in that situation. I don't know if you know this, EJ. You might be a little too young to remember this, but remember Jamarcus Russell?
Clearly, number one draft pick in 2007.
By all most accounts, one of the biggest busts in NFL history. I don't know if I ever told you this.
100%.
When I was on the West Coast, I said, let's go to a Raiders game. We went to a Raiders game, and it was the game when he finally got benched. And he was in the game, and it was the entire place was just booing him like they wanted him to die. And it was heart-wrenching, but also like, this team is not going to, this fan base isn't going to stand for this anymore. So I saw some of the worst, and I don't know if the Steelers are anywhere near the worst of the worst, but it seems like this was a turning point for them that someone should acknowledge from management today.
100%.
I don't think they will.
Well, to be fair, Jason, in Jamarcus Russell's case, he lied. He kept telling everybody he was watching film. He kept telling everybody he was putting the work in, and he literally was not. So I would be mad if somebody lied to my face, too. And it almost seems like there's a head coach that's lying to everybody and ran a bunch of quarterbacks and players out of town. Can't quite put my finger on that, huh?
I wish I had fan friends, friends who were fans of my team who cared as much as the Steelers fans do. You guys rally behind it. I have nobody. I feel like I'm dealing with my own like personal issues when the Browns get their butts kicked. It's just like, well, just the way life is. Sometimes you dealt a bad hand.
I don't mean this in a trash talking way either.
I know
but the Browns kind of how do I say this? The Steelers are built off because they have a rich history of like they win all the time. And I'm not saying this in a way
right.
Like,
you're not
the Browns lose all the time and it's funny, but it's like no one expects the Browns
Correct.
To like.
I said the same thing to you. You're right.
And that's what it is. So when the reason Steeler fans are so upset nowadays is, I mean, think about this. They're tied for the most Super Bowls in the entire league. They've got a very, very rich history. And 9-8 is, it's like, okay, let's pull out the same old tired act all the time. Something's got to change. This is not Steeler football. It's even in the 80s, even in the 80s when they still weren't that good, you know, like this is not it. Chuck Knoll is rolling in his grave right now. I'm just telling you right now. And Bill Cowher, I can tell you right now, look at the pain in his eyes. If you ever watch the CBS, like in between games or before the games, and they talk about the Steelers, whenever they make him talk about the Steelers, you could just see the pain in his eyes going, I worked my tail off to build this team back up, and this is what they're doing now? Are you kidding me?
You can't have it forever, so he shouldn't take that so personally. He should be proud of what he did. I always liked that guy. I always thought he was... someone who would kill me if I ever said something bad. If I met him and I was like, oh, I'm a Browns fan, he would have choked me up against the wall. He had that vibe about him. I'm not saying he would. I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but there's a certain, like, you don't mess with this team, you don't mess with this coach. I don't get that in what I'll call the beautiful puppy dog eyes of Mike Tomlin. I don't get that from him.
Well, Bill Cowher's always been a hard-nosed, kind of up-in-your-face type guy, so...
Sorry for starting off with that, but that seemed to be a big thing, and I felt bad for. I did feel bad for Steelers fans, and go Browns!
Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, we'll see if it happens. We'll see if it happens. It's probably what'll happen, and everyone will hire the good coaches, and the Browns will be like, "Well, you know, we decided to stick with our guy because he's. You've seen the progress. We have a lot of wins. If you add them all up,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It is the morning news on WILK News Radio. This is how I know I'm making an impact. I love this. Nancy's off today. Knew she was going to be off. It's Jason Barsky. Hey, good morning. We got Brian Hughes doing traffic. We got Mark doing news. We got EJ in for Johnny Lucas. I don't know what's happening or who's doing what. I assume Johnny Lucas is out hunting. Probably not. But this is how you know you're making an impact. His first text this morning. Nancy and Jason, love listening to you guys. Nancy's not here today. So I've made that kind of impact today. That's good. But no, I appreciate the text. Thank you so much. 570-883-0098. 570-883-0098. This text, at least you're not in Tennessee. You're in Cleveland. I'm not sure what do you mean. Is it the Tennessee Titans that are doing horrible this year? Is that right? Tennessee Titans are doing horrible, correct? EJ? No, it's... Tennessee Titans doing horrible this year? Okay, so that makes sense then. Thank you for this for that text. So Tennessee, at least you're not a Tennessee Titans fan. You're a Cleveland fan. Probably not your fault that text was so frigging confusing. At some point this morning, I do want to switch to something local because I don't understand. You can argue all you want about what happened in during the COVID, you know, the pandemic and how things were closed and schools were closed. You can say all you want that we did things wrong. And surely I've always said this. It's not that I thought we did everything I don't think we did everything right. But I also think there's a learning curve that you have to use for the future in a lot of these things. It's like, in the moment, anyone who's like, we're screwing this up. It's like, okay, hang on. Maybe we are, but let's take a breath a second. 6 feet apart from each other. Take a breath. Let's figure out what we could do better next time. That's always been my mentality, which isn't above criticism. It's just above criticism in the moment. So now as we are, some time has passed, I'd like to think there are some things we've learned about what to do when something unexpected happens or something comes in and you're like, we have to close our doors. But that's not exactly what has happened from the outside looking in at a school in Plains Township. And I'll explain what I mean coming up, because it's just something doesn't sit well with me, and I'm not quite sure why this is happening the way it is. Again, you can't plan for this, but isn't there a plan for something like this? Does someone have it? Because this response doesn't seem like the best use of... it doesn't feel like the best decision has been made here, even though I understand why they're making. 570-883-0098. I read a text earlier this morning. I said, Nancy and Jason, hi, gang. Love the show from New York State. Listening on your app all day. Love it. And I said, Nancy's not here today. And I kind of made a point like, well, if they're listening, they would have known that. But they are listening. And they get this like snarky text. Texter saying they love listening to you guys. That's not fair. You can't just read your wife's text and put it off as some random listener. Jeez. So I wrote back. I said, fair enough. I'll read your text, which I just did, and I'll say it's from my ex-girlfriend, and I'll call you the B word. Cool. They wrote back, sure. LOL. See, we are starting off butting heads, but we all get along in the end. It's the way it should be. I didn't hear of anybody complaining that their Thanksgiving got ruined by fighting at the Thanksgiving dinner table. I think if anything we've learned over the past few years, it's probably best sometimes to bite your tongue. And if you know you can't, you don't invite those people. This story I kind of alluded to earlier, and I wanted to bring this up. It's a Leo F. Solomon Educational Complex, the Solomon Plains Middle School in Plains Township. They had a fire, and originally, I guess the thought was, oh, we'll probably be able to open and work around it. But no, they made the announcement that they're going to be closed for the entire Christmas break. So this was a classroom fire that happened, was it 11 days ago now? 10 days ago, happened on November 20th. It was contained to one classroom. Air quality tests revealed, though, that smoke had traveled further than expected, which is how smoke works. It gets into everything. It contaminated multiple hallways, the entire HVAC system. And as a result, Wilkes-Barre Area School District was advised to not reopen until all the restoration work has been complete and the final air quality testing confirmed the building safe. So, what this means is those kids aren't going back to school till after Christmas break. So we're talking about into January. Now I tied this a little bit toward, you know, in COVID, you could say we did things wrong, and there's a lot of room for, I think, people at this point to go back and go, yeah, we definitely did things wrong. And on one hand, I thought the at-home learning was a joke, because they didn't have time, I don't think, to really pay attention to how it would be executed. It was good in theory, but it wasn't done well. But knowing that, my expectation as a parent who has kids in school is that the schools went, well, if this were to happen again, how could we make this better? If something unexpected were to happen and this same situation happened again, what could we do better? But that's not what happened here at all, because the reports I've seen saying the school district is not implementing virtual learning at all. They say it's in the best academic, social, and emotional interests of the students. Okay. I mean, I'm not saying they're wrong at all. But these missed days, they're treating like snow days. And they say time is going to be added to the end of the end of this school year. So it's going to add time into June. And these kids are going to have to go back. I don't know how many total days it's going to be. I guess with the planned Christmas break, it won't be horrible. But then we're not talking about that for a couple weeks. So you're talking about probably, I'm guessing, just based off of just quick math in my head, you're talking about probably at a minimum going 2 weeks longer, which seems a little bit unfair to the kids because it's not something they, you know, they did. It just seems like we should have learned and they should have had a plan. Like if something were to happen, how can we fix some of these mistakes? Even if it's 1 or 2 days a week, just to knock down some of that extra stuff. I just feel for those kids. It's bad. They're going to love it in the moment until they realize all their friends are out of school in the summer or people have plans in the summer. That's just a crappy thing to do. And I don't know what the right answer is other than maybe before this happened, like after the last problem ended and this new problem surfaced, there should have been probably some meetings. And I bet all school districts should have some sort of contingency plan for what if there's a fire in one of our classrooms? Am I the only person who thinks like this? Like, hey, we had a problem and let's just... For argument's sake, it was handled horribly. How could we handle it better again if we have to shut down schools? That's the question. Let's get some answers. Let's put together a plan so if it happens again, we don't end up in the same crappy situation. Yet here we are. Just going to keep the kids out. It seems like we've learned nothing from that other than just to go along and say, well, what we did didn't work, so we won't try anything. I don't know. I never was this person, you know, wasn't part of my upbringing, but as an adult, it was jobs. It always seemed to be after we did something good or bad, we had meetings to go, what can we do better next time? I wish that would happen in this school district. Because these kids are going to be going to school into June and who knows, maybe beyond. Because we all know when they say, oh, it'll be fixed and ready to go by the end of the year, that always happens. They always hit those deadlines. We all know things sometimes go slower. I'm not saying they will. And the planned vacation time is definitely going to help them having a little bit more downtime. But do you think it's unreasonable for them to do that? Do you think they should have had a better plan as opposed to just going, pfft? Let me know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In the last segment here, and I'll let you guys tell me how to, you guys could share your responses, your thoughts on this, because I just told this story. This is Plains Township, Solomon Plains Middle School. They had a fire in a classroom on November 20th. The fire was contained, but now they're saying, yeah, smoke went through the building, which is not surprising. If you know anything about fire, that's what happens. The HVAC system went through the HVAC system. It went through hallways. It needs to be completely cleaned, and the contamination needs to be fixed before they can reopen the school. They've decided to not do any sort of virtual learning and just keep the school closed till after the Christmas break, which will in turn make those days off. They'll be like snow days, and they'll have to be made up at the end of the year. So my question was, you know, after the whole COVID thing, again, if you have kids, which I do, I have kids in school, the virtual learning, if it wasn't for my wife staying on top of what my kids did, I heard so many stories of kids just doing nothing, parents not helping. They couldn't for whatever reason or didn't want to. I don't want to judge. That's just the way it is. And the schools really couldn't implement any sort of, they couldn't keep their thumbs on the kids to make sure they did the work. It was poorly rolled out, and that's being nice. However, since that time, my question was, why didn't they go, how could we do this better if something happened? Here we are. This school in particular, something else has happened. And now the school is closed. They're not using any sort of virtual learning, which we know can be pulled off. It just has to be pulled off right. And I'm sure there's probably a lot more to this story. Maybe they don't have all the Chromebooks to pull this off. I'm not quite sure. But either way, it sucks that these kids are going to have to go into, you know, extra weeks of school now because there was no plan put in place that would be effective enough. But here, you guys tell me what you think of this text message here. Jason, I hear you preaching about the Solomon School. Who cares? One, you don't have a child attending this school. Two, big deal if these kids have to go a few extra weeks in June. Back in the day, I had to go to school until the second or third week of June, which was the norm. Besides, Jason, this affects you in no way. Okay. I think that's a foolish text. Doesn't mean the person's a fool, but I think that's a very foolish text. Because my kids don't go there, and that person's right. It's not foolish in the sense of, oh, hey, no, you're wrong. I do have kids. I don't have kids that go there. My question to everyone else is, do you think it's absurd in any way to say that doesn't affect me? I can't have an opinion. I believe that's how most people would feel. 570-883-0098. That's all I'm asking at this point. I didn't. It's interesting. Of all the different things I thought about it, I started wondering what could come out of this. I bring this up. I was certain it was going to turn into, oh my God, COVID was a disaster. I can't believe it. I thought that was what would the because criticism just comes with this job. I didn't expect the angle of, hey, shut up. Your kids don't go there. I mean, am I wrong for thinking that's foolish? I'm not trying to be controversial. I'm not trying to be confrontational to that person at all. That's their thought. I shouldn't have. My only counter to that text is if I only talk about what I personally am affected by, I don't know what we're going to talk about. Some of those things, of course, come up in conversation, but it can't lead. It can't be all about me, 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 me. It can't. The only thing I could think of is that the person who texted is like enamored in my life and wants to know more about what I think about my personal things. I guess. And that's another reason you could text. Hey, buddy, I want to know what's happening in your life. Give me your. Maybe that's it. I don't think that's the case either, which is, again, what I go back to. I think that's a foolish text. I think we should all be able to look around us and go, hey, I have an opinion. I can help. And I have thoughts on other things that don't affect me. I mean, is it just like if someone loses everything in a house fire, do you just go, not my family, not my problem? Shut up. I don't want to hear. Or do you go, oh, it sucks. I feel bad for these people. Is there some way I can help? That's how I think. Maybe I'm a crazy person. I don't know. Am I crazy? I don't think I'm crazy, but I'll let you guys decide on this. Happy Monday morning, where a lot of people are out hunting, supposedly. Though I did have someone reach out to me and tell me that That's not the case this year, which I may bring this up later. I think this person was trying to troll me a little bit. You could tell me. Maybe I'll bring it up in a bit. 570-883-0098. 570-883-0098. 653. It's WILK News Radio. Going to take a very short break. Maybe there's something lighter. Anything that I'm not calling someone's text foolish. Maybe it's, I think anything would be lighter after that. Late yesterday and today, just people trying to get back from their Thanksgiving holidays, and the snow that is coming tomorrow for this area has affected a lot of the parts of the country. They talked to one family, and they were somewhere in the Midwest, and they were from us. I forget where they were from, but I'm just going to guess they were from Chicago because they were just like, look, we understand weather's bad. And these people had the best attitude ever. They were stuck in an airport because of bad weather. It was a mom and a dad. And one, they might have had two kids. If they had, I thought I saw another kid's head pop up, but it could have been a stranger's. But it was a mom and dad with at least one kid stuck in an airport. And they were just like, look, we understand bad weather happens and delays come with it. And it's not ideal, but you know, you make the best of it. And I thought, these people are my heroes. If you've ever been stranded in an airport before, it's one of the worst feelings ever. Like, you're not in danger. It just sucks because there's very little to keep your mind occupied. You can get up and walk around, and that's about it. There's bathrooms, a little bit of food. But when weather shuts down an airport, not a good feeling. Someone had texted in, how come you're not talking about the blizzard? Is anyone using the word blizzard in the forecast? I have not heard that. I don't think the word blizzard has come up anywhere in said forecast, but the snow is coming. That's happening tomorrow. Tomorrow morning's commute, early morning commute, probably going to be a mess. Though, according to Snedeker, he was saying that early this morning, he said, based on the timing of this, if it starts 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, there's a chance. There's a chance that, you'll get to work okay. And then while you're at work throughout the day, if you work typical business hours, the snow will continue heavy at times. We'll get up to 3 to 6 inches. But by late afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock, it'll be moved down. So if that's the case, he's like, by the time you're ready to go home, PennDOT will have been able to treat the roads. And that's an ideal situation if people aren't on the roads. Look, this all could go to hell, though, if people are just like, I'm just going to just get from point A to point B right in the midst of the worst. Anytime that happens. But with this kind of planning, with this kind of upfront notification, we should be okay. Two things could change that. Somehow the storm turns more into an icy situation, which again, nobody is forecasting. Because I always say ice changes everything. Or two, it's a lot worse for whatever reason. Something slightly changes in the atmosphere. And instead of 3 to 6 inches, it's, you know, double. Again, no one's saying that, but strange things have happened. The unexpected could make things chaotic, but we're not there right now. But no one's saying the word blizzard, but you texting. So if Nancy was here, I bet she'd be like, well, why would you even mention that if no one's mentioning it? Now you are mentioning it. You're adding credence and something. I'd say, well, I mean, I just wanted to acknowledge that someone's saying this. I'm saying it's not the case. She might be right in this case, but thank you for the text anyway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.